الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، My chapter today, Ikhwan, is Babu Man Haqqaq At-Tawheed Dakhal Al-Jannata Bighayri Hisab. Whoever perfects a Tawheed will enter paradise without any reckoning. Man Haqqaq At-Tawheed Dakhal Al-Jannata Bighayri Hisab. Whoever perfects Tawheed will enter paradise without any reckoning, any punishment. So yes, not only will Tawheed rectify the state of the individual, not only will Tawheed rectify the state of a community, not only these worldly things, whoever perfects it will enter paradise without any reckoning or any punishment. And Shaykh al-Islam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, he mentions in this chapter various proofs and evidences. In reality, Ikhwan, I don't think, wallahu a'lam, that we'll be able to get past the first proof, which is the saying of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa wa lam yakun min al-mushrikeen. Verily Ibrahim, he was an ummah. Devout and obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He worshipped Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala alone, and he turned away from ash-shirk, and he was not from the polytheists. Shaykh al-Fawzani said, and I'll read from I'anat al-Mustafid, a beautiful explanation of Kitab al-Tawheed. Why? Because alhamdulillah, the Shaykh al-Fawzan, may Allah azza wa jalla preserve him, he brings a lot of the benefits from the other explanations, the older explanations of the A'immat al-Da'wah, and he simplifies it, and he adds a lot of benefits that are pertinent to our time that we're living now. Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, هذا هو الباب الثالث من أبواب هذا الكتاب المبارك. This is the third chapter from this blessed book, the book of At-Tawheed. And it is the chapter من حقق التوحيد دخل الجنة بغير حساب. Whoever perfects Tawheed will enter paradise without any reckoning. ولما ذكر الشيخ رحمه الله في الباب الأول معنى التوحيد وحقيقته من الكتاب والسنة وليس من كلام البشر الذين يؤلفون في العقائد وكل يفسر التوحيد على حسب مذهبه من المعتزلة والأشاعرة وعلماء الكلام. أما الشيخ رحمه الله فإنه فسر التوحيد من الكتاب والسنة بالآيات والأحاديث الصحيحة عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, when the Shaykh, meaning the author, Shaykh al-Islam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله, he mentioned in the first chapter the meaning of التوحيد and its reality based solely upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم, in the first chapter, he started by discussing, rahimahullah ta'ala, the meaning of a tawheed and its reality. Based upon what? Based solely upon ayat and ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ayat from the book of Allah and ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not rely upon the speech of men. Because you find many of those who write books about aqeedah, they explain tawheed in accordance to their belief or their doctrine. So you find the Mu'tazila, they will explain Tawheed according to the doctrine of the Mu'tazila. You find the Asha'ira will explain Tawheed in accordance to the doctrine of the Asha'ira. As for the Shaykh Rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Islam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab Rahimahullah, he explained At-Tawheed based upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with ayat from the Qur'an and authentic ahadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that was in the first chapter. He clarified the meaning of a tawheed and its reality. ثم ذكر الباب الثاني وهو فضل هذا التوحيد الذي جاء به الكتاب والسنة وما يكفر من الذنوب. Then in the second chapter he mentioned what? He mentioned the virtues and excellence of this tawheed and that which it wipes away of sins. Based upon again what is found in the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثم جاء هذا الباب الثالث. Then this is the third chapter. And Ikhwan, we will see the reason why the Shaykh is mentioning this, because there is a relationship between the three chapters. The third chapter he mentioned, مَنْ حَقَّكَ التَّوْحِيدَ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Whoever perfects Tawheed will enter paradise without any reckoning and any punishment. What is the meaning of تحقيق التوحيد? That is why Ikhwan, when people make statements such as, all you talk about is at-tawheed. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ إِلَّا التَّوْحِيدَ التَّوْحِيدَ التَّوْحِيدَ. When people make statements like Tawheed alone will not remedy and solve the problems in our community, أَجْزِمْ. Those individuals, مَا فَهِمُوا التَّوْحِيدَ. They've not understood and grasped, even though some of them may have translated books concerning it, they don't understand it. Why? Because if a person understood Tawheed, they would never make such a ridiculous statement. Because what does it mean to perfect Tawheed? It's simple. The perfection of a Tawheed, as a Shaykh Al-Fawzan mentions here, تَصْفِيَّتُهُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَالْبِدَعِ وَالْمَعَاصِي. To perfect a Tawheed, it requires the individual to purify this Tawheed of all forms of shirk. To purify it of all forms of innovations and to purify it of all sins. So now, does it make sense to say Tawheed will not remedy our communities? Again, the perfection of a Tawheed, as Shaykh Al-Fawzan he mentioned, تَصْفِيَّتُهُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَالْبِدَعِ وَالْذُنُوبِ, is to purify this Tawheed from all forms of shirk, major and minor. الشرك الأكبر ينافي التوحيد بالكلية. Major shirk totally contradicts Tawheed from every angle and aspect. الشرك الأصغر ينافي كمال التوحيد. Minor shirk, it contradicts the perfection of a Tawheed. والمعاصي تنقص ثواب التوحيد. Disobedience reduces the reward of a Tawheed. It blemishes the reward of a Tawheed. And we know innovation, bid'ah, is akbar min al-ma'asi, is more serious than disobedience. And some of the ulama have mentioned bid'ah nukta, a nuktatun sawda fi Tawheed al-abd. Innovation is like a black dot upon the Tawheed of the servant. Al-Shaykh Al-Fawzan, he said, فَإِنْ قِيلَ بَابُ فَضْلِ التَّوْحِيدِ وَبَابُ مَنْ حَقَّكَ التَّوْحِيدِ مَا الْفَرْقُ بَيْنَهُمَا. And I'll ask the question to you to see what answers you have. If it is said the excellence of a Tawheed, and if it is said whoever perfects a Tawheed, what's the difference between the two of them? Simple answer, Ikhwan. Listen to Al-Shaykh Al-Fawzan. الشيخ الفوزان said, الفرق فضل التوحيد في حق الموحد الذي ليس عنده شرك ولكن قد يكون عنده بعض المعاصي التي تكفر بالتوحيد. He said, the difference between the two, the excellence and the virtue of a Tawheed, the excellence and the virtue of a Tawheed is concerning the muwahid, the person of a Tawheed who does not commit shirk. But they may have some sins that I wiped away and removed due to their Tawheed. So again, I repeat that. The excellence and the virtue of Tawheed is concerning the Muwahid, the person of Tawheed. الَّذِي لَيْسَ عِنْدُهُ شِرْكِ. He does not commit shirk. وَلَكِنْ قَدْ يَكُونْ عِنْدُهُ بَعْضَ الْمَعَاصِي الَّتِي تُكَفَرُ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ. But they may commit some sins which are wiped away through a tawheed. This chapter here, أَمَّا هَذَا الْبَابِ فَهُوَ أَعْلَى مِنَ الْبَابِ الَّذِي قَبْلَهُ. It is, this chapter here, it is of a higher station and level than the chapter that went before it. Why? Because now we're talking about perfection of tawheed. مَنْ حَقَّكَ التَّوْحِيدِ. The one who perfects tawheed, يعني meaning, أَنَّهُ لَمْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا. The perfection of a tawheed, they do not associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jal. Naam, they do not disobey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Likewise, they do not practice any bid'ah. This is the perfection of a tawheed. وَمَنْ بَلَغَ هَذِهِ الْمَرْتَبَةَ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةَ بِلَا حِسَابٍ. Whoever reaches that level, they will enter paradise without any reckoning and any punishment. May Allah Azza wa Jal make me and you from amongst them.
Amen.
But ikhwan, to reach that martaba, that requires ilm, knowledge and action. To perfect tawheed, one, you have to know what tawheed is. That's why the first chapter, ma'na tawheed wa haqiqatu, the meaning of a tawheed and its reality. So ikhwan, how can somebody say who has truly grasped and understood tawheed, that tawheed will not rectify our community? Imagine if we had a community where the people perfected tawheed. Imagine. Tasfiyatuhu min ash-shirk, purification of a tawheed from shirk. Tasfiyatuhu min al-bid'ah, purification of tawheed from innovations. Wa tasfiyatuhu min al-ma'asi, and purification of it of disobedience. Al-Shaykh al-Fawzani, he said, whoever reaches this level, whoever perfects tawheed, that's why ikhwan, again, we have to learn what it is and we have to strive in order to perfect it. Will enter paradise without any reckoning and any punishment. أما من كان في المرتبة التي قبلها. As for the one who falls under the level that is lesser than this, meaning the previous chapter, هو الموحد الذي عنده ذنوب. And this is concerning the person of a tawheed who has acts of disobedience that they are committing. فهذا قد يغفر له وقد يعذب بالنار ثم يخرج منها لأن الموحدين على ثلاث طبقات. As for the muwahid, the person of tawheed who dies, for example, committing some of the major sins without repenting. Because we know the one who repents from a sin is like the one who has no sin. Na'am. As for the muwahid who dies committing major sins, then they may be forgiven by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or they may be punished in the fire for these sins. But even if they are punished in the fire for these sins, then they will be removed from the fire and eventually they will end up in paradise, because the people of a tawheed are of three levels. Who can give me a proof of that, ikhwan? That the people of a tawheed are of three levels. And we discussed it in Sharh al-Sunnah a few weeks ago. Naam, the people of a tawheed, as Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in Surah Fatir, are of three levels. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. And we gave the book to those whom we chose from our servants. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. From those that we gave the book, the one who oppresses their own soul. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ. And from them are those who are upon a moderate way. They're in the middle. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And you have from among them, the third group, those who are foremost in doing good by the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ جَنَّاتُ عَدَنْ. For them is gardens of paradise of Adan, يَدْخُلُونَهَا. And they will enter them. So there's three levels. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. Three levels. You have from those who we gave the book, the one who oppresses their own soul, the one who is upon the moderate way, and the one who is foremost in doing good. الشيخ الفوزاني said الطبقة الأولى, those who are considered to be wronging themselves from the people of Tawheed, الذين سلموا من الشرك. نعم, they are those, الحمد لله, they're free from shirk. وقد لا يسلمون من الذنوب التي هي دون الشرك. But they might not be free of acts of disobedience which are lesser than shirk. So they may commit the major sins which are lesser than shirk. وهم الظالمون لأنفسهم, and they are oppressors of their own souls, and these are those who the threat is applicable to. The threat of the punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ikhwan, who can tell me from this ayah, how do we know that all of these are believers? كلهم مؤمنون. From that ayah in Surah Al-Fatir. How do we know that all of them are believers? Fadhal. The beginning of the ayah, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. We gave the book to those whom we chose of our servants. But also at the end, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, and they will all enter Jannah, the gardens of paradise of Adam. So all of these are from the people of At-Tawheed. Because no one will enter paradise except the Muwahid. So the Shaykh, he said, the one who oppresses their own soul, they are the believers, the Muwahidun, they are free of shirk, alhamdulillah. But they may commit acts of disobedience which are lesser than shirk. And they are considered those who are oppressing their souls. Those whom Allah Azza wa Jalla describes, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, wa minhum muqtasid, those who are upon a moderate path, they're in the middle. المقتصدون الذين فعلوا الواجبات وتركوا المحرمات وهم الأبرار. Listen, Ikhwan, the moderate level, the moderate, those who are upon the moderate path, they fulfill all of the obligations and they stay away from that which is forbidden. They're upon the moderate path. They're considered to be the muqtasidun. طريقة الاقتصاد. What's the highest level? When Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ, and you have those who are foremost in doing good. The Shaykh, he said, أَلَّتِي سَلِمَتْ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ الْأَكْبَرُ وَالْأَصْغَرُ وَالْبِدَعِ. The second level, those whom Allah Azza wa Jalla describes, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ, those who are foremost in doing good deeds. As Shaykh al-Fawzan said, they are those, they are free of major shirk, they are free of minor shirk, they are free of innovation. Naam, وَتَرَكَتِ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ, they've abandoned all of that which is forbidden, وَالْمَكْرُوهَاتِ, and even that which is detested, meaning it's disliked, وَبَعْدِ الْمُبَاحَاتِ, and even they stay away from some things which are allowed, if for example overindulgence is going to be detrimental to them. Look at that, Ikhwan. The individual is considered to have perfected Tawheed. Those group of people, they're free of major shirk, minor shirk, innovations. They abandon that which is forbidden, and even that which is disliked, and even some of those things which are allowed. وَاجْتَهَدَتْ فِي الطَّاعَاتِ مِنْ وَاجِبَاتِ وَمُسْتَحَبَّاتِ. They exert themselves in acts of obedience, those which are obligatory and those which are recommended. وَهَٰؤُلَاء هُمَ السَّابِقُونَ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. وَمَنْ كَانَ بِهَذِي الْمَرْتَبَةِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةَ بِلَا حِسَابٍ وَلَا عَذَابٍ. And whoever is on this level, they enter paradise without any reckoning and any punishment. Meaning they go to Jannah immediately. There's no hisab, there's no reckoning for them, there's no punishment for them. They enter paradise immediately. So Ikhwan, having those type of people in our society won't rectify society. Tawheed will not change our communities. That doesn't mean that somebody who is ill, they don't go to the doctor. Anyone who says that, ما عنده عقل. Yes, if you're sick, you go to a doctor. Naam, if you need a professional, you go to a professional. However, statements like that shows an individual لا يفقه الدين. Nobody can defend it. إلا متعصب عنيد. And nobody should say, what did a person intend? No, the ibar is khati'a, mir bil mir. It's wrong. A Shaykh al-Fawzan, they asked him about somebody who said, you can learn the kalima, la ilaha illallah, in 5 minutes. He said, that individual, no doubt, is taking away from the importance of tawheed. He said, so what? He said, so therefore, you can learn Tawheed in 5 minutes, Tafsir in 5 minutes, Hadith in 5 minutes, and the other sciences, the religion in 5 minutes, so then you have everything in 20 minutes. You're taking away from the importance and you're belittling that which is the foundation of the religion. That which the religion is built upon. And we will see, Ikhwan, just from the ayah, look at the ayah. The Sheikh, he mentions an ayah, and we just mention this because like I said, we're not going to have time, but I really, for the brothers and the sisters to go home and to read this entire chapter. Alhamdulillah, now we have the explanation of Al-Imam Al-Sa'di available in English. We have various explanations available in English. Walillah alhamd wal minna. Explanation of Salih al-Sheikh, which are available. Somebody may want to listen to it. Our brother Abu Talha rahimahullah, he taught the whole thing. Walillah alhamd wal minna. Reading harfiyan, reading the explanation of the scholars. So all you're going to hear in English, you're going to read the text, and it's going to be a translation. He's conveying to you exactly the translation of the ulama of the ummah. So even if you want that, alhamdulillah, refer to the tapes of Abu Talha rahimahullah, Dawud Burbank. His tariqah was what? He would read the book, and he would read to you the explanation, so you have the words of the Sheikh harfiyan. So even for us now as English speakers, we don't have any excuse. There's explanations available of this monumental book. The Sheikh, he mentions an ayah. وَقَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, he said the saying of Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Why? Because the religion is based upon what? Allah said, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, the Prophet ﷺ, he said. Ikhwan, if you see me and I write a book for you and I claim it's a book about the religion of Islam, my first quote is Shakespeare, you need to take that book and put it in the bin. You need to take that book and you need to burn it. Because look how the ulama of Islam, they write their works. Al-Bukhari rahimahullah, chapter heading, ayat wa ahadith. Hakada tariqat al-a'imma. That is the way of the imams. Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, and I'm sure rahimahullah you heard it, his approach when compiling this book was the approach of al-imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. Show me in this book, Kitab al-Tawheed, okay, now, Masail al-Bab, the benefits that are derived from the chapter, excluding that, show me from this book more than, maybe, Allahu A'lam, maybe 30 statements from the Sheikh himself, a line each. Most probably, قَلَّ مَا تَجِدْ. It's rare that you find the Sheikh, even himself, inserting his own speech, unless it's to explain a word or the like of that. Now, the end of the chapter is different when he mentions the benefits that are derived. Why? Because his tariqah is the tariqah of al-Bukhari and others from the imams of the religion. So he mentioned one. He said the proof of this, that whoever perfects Tawheed will enter paradise without any reckoning. And Ikhwan, if you perfect Tawheed, you are no doubt, as Ibn Taymiyyah said, rahimahullah, there is a paradise on this earth. Whoever enters it will never want to leave it. The one who perfects Tawheed, he will be walking on this earth and in his life will be a life of ease and raha. Sakin, a life of happiness and bliss, no matter what state he is in. So not only would the person who perfects Tawheed have ghayat al-sakina wal-raha, serenity and tranquility in this life, more importantly, in the hereafter, he's going to enter paradise without any reckoning and any account, any punishment. The Shaykh, he mentioned the proof, the saying of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa walam yakun min al-mushrikeen. Verily, Ibrahim, he was an ummah. He was an imam, a leader. Qanitan lillah, obedient to Allah. Hanifan, he worshipped Allah Azza wa Jalla alone and he turned away from all forms of shirk. Walam yakun min al-mushrikeen, and he wasn't from the polytheists. Shaykh al-Fawzani said, قال وقول الله تعالى إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين. The saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, verily Ibrahim was a leader having good qualities, he was obedient to Allah, worshipped him alone and turned away from shirk and was not of the polytheists. He said, Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, huwa imam al-muhaqqiqin lit-tawheed. He was the imam of those who perfected Tawheed. So if you want a role model, where's your role model? Your role model, young or old, male or female, your role model is Ibrahim. If you want a role model, an example of somebody who perfected Tawheed. Naam, likewise the other prophets and messengers. And no doubt the best of them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibrahim alayhi salam huwa imam al-muhaqqiqin lit-tawheed. بعثه الله عز وجل لما غطى الشرك على وجه الأرض في وقته. الله عز وجل sent إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام when shirk had covered the face of the earth during his time. وهو وقت النمرود الكافر الملحد الذي ادعى الربوبية. And this was the time of the heretic, the disbeliever Numrud, who claimed lordship for himself. He claimed that he was a lord. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ الشيخ الفوزان said, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهِ, he said, Allah Azza wa Jalla sent Ibrahim to the people of the earth when a shirk had covered the face of the earth during his time. And this was the time of a Numrud, the disbeliever, the heretic who claimed lordship for himself. وكان قومه يعبدون الكواكب, and his people they used to worship the celestial bodies, the moon, the stars, the planets and the like, and they would build for them huge and large temples. ويسمون, and they were known and they were referred to as الصابئة. وهم في أرض بابل من العراق, and they lived in the region of Babylon in Iraq. There occurred between Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام and his people a confrontation and a conflict. ذكره الله تعالى في القرآن, Allah عز وجل, he mentioned it in the Quran, انتهى بهجرة إبراهيم, and it ended with Ibrahim migrating عليه الصلاة والسلام من أرض العراق, from the land of Iraq to the land of Sham and Hijaz, حيث جعل قسما من ذريته في الشام. He located a part of his family in Sham, and that was Ishaq and his offspring, the children of his wife Sarah. And he went and he took Ismail, the son of Hajar, to Mecca. And he done this due to the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So, Ikhwan, let's pause for a moment. Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to the people of the earth when shirk had covered the face of the earth during his time. So, was there immorality present? Were they disobeying Allah, doing other things other than shirk? No doubt, because as Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, the more prevalent shirk is, the more you will find immorality. They're coupled together. The greater the shirk, the more immorality and corruption you will find. Likewise, the opposite is true. The greater the tawheed, the greater you will find al-adl, justice, and you will find morality, you will find good character, ila ghayri dhalik. So no doubt, there were other things that were present. However, Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wassalam, if we look in the Quran, look how he started his da'wah. If you look, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, and mention in the book Ibrahim, إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا, verily he was a person of, he was truthful with utmost truthfulness, and he was a prophet. Now look, Ikhwan, I want, people claim that they're giving da'wah. Look at the da'wah. If we were to just pause and read these ayat, how Ibrahim gave da'wah. And look even at the end of his approach. You will see, أسلوبه في غاية الأدب. He had the best of etiquettes. He was polite when giving da'wah to his father. But at the same time, كان يصدع بالحق. He would proclaim the truth, وَلَا يَخَافُ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ, and he didn't fear the blame of the blamers. So you don't have to be rude in order to proclaim the truth. I mentioned in the book, Ibrahim, he was a truthful man with the utmost level of truthfulness, and he was a prophet. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي لِمَا تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِ عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. When he said, oh my father, look, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ, when he said to his father, يَا أَبَتِي, oh my father, لِمَا تَعْبُدُ, why do you worship? Why do you worship that which cannot hear? مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ, that which cannot see, and that which cannot benefit you in the slightest. وَلَا يُغْنِ عَنْكَ شَيْئًا, Likewise, he continued, Ya Abati, O my father, Inni qad ja'ani min al-ilmi ma lam ya'tika fattabi'ni. O my father, verily it has come to me knowledge which has not come to you. You don't have this knowledge. Follow me. Ahdika siratan sawiyya. I will guide you to the straight path. Ikhwan, if you want to know if you're giving da'wah, somebody's giving da'wah, you don't need the statement necessarily. Again, because somebody may say, oh, you know, this sheikh said that, this sheikh said that. All you have to do is look in the Quran. Compare their da'wah to the da'wah of the Anbiya. Ya abati, la ta'budi shaytan. Oh my father, don't worship the devil. Inna shaytana kana lirrahmani asiyya. Verily the devil, he disobeyed the most merciful. Ya abati, oh my father. Inni akhafu an yamassaka azabu min ar-rahman. فَتَكُونَ لِلشَّيْطَانِ وَلِيَّا. Oh my father, I fear that a torment will come. You will be punished from the most merciful. And thus you will end up as a companion of the devil. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. In the life that you're living and in the hellfire, may Allah protect us from that. Look what, Ikhwan, do we all agree that was etiquette, politeness? Ya Abati, Ya Abati, Ya Abati. Oh my father, oh my father, oh my father, oh my father. But the clear call to Tawheed, clear warning in Shirk. Ibrahim's father never had to leave there, you know, thinking about what was he trying to say. It was never unclear, the message. Don't worship the devil. His father understood him clearly. Look. قَالَ أَرَاغِبٌ أَنْتَ An alihati ya Ibrahim. His father said to him, are you turning away from my gods, O Ibrahim? لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ. If you don't stop, I'm going to stone you. وَهَجُرْنِي مَلِيَّ. Stay away from me. Go away from me. Look at the end result. He gave dawah to his father, Ya Abati, Ya Abati, calling him clearly to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla along without any partners. So if you want to give da'wah to the nation of Islam, that's an excellent thing. Who's going to say don't give da'wah to the nation of Islam? But don't give them a message that you have to, you know, decode at the end of it. No, tell them, O nation of Islam, don't worship the devil. O nation of Islam, abandon your disbelief. O nation of Islam, say la ilaha illallah. Ikhwan, do we need a scholar to tell us that? Do we need an alim to tell us that? And you have from the nation, Ana istama'tu ilayhi bi udhni. You have from the nation, and he was invited to give a lecture. He said, and I testify that Muhammad is the last messenger or the last prophet or other than that. But they have talbis, they'll say that, meaning for the Arab. As for the African American, then they have another last prophet. That's da'wah. Nobody's, who in their right mind is going to say, don't give da'wah to the non-Muslims? It's excellent if you give da'wah. Don't give da'wah to the nation of Islam. Who in their right mind is going to say that? Only a majnoon. Give them da'wah. Wallahi nashkuruk, will thank you. Taqum bihadha al-wajib al-azim. But give them da'wah in the way of the Anbiya. Not just pat them on the back and water it down. No, no, no. There's a movement which is based upon unsariya nationalism. Let's unite upon what we agree and we overlook one another's faults. Look, Ibrahim saying to his father, there's no connection, because people say, you know, that's historically, you know, where we came from. Is there any bond stronger than the bond of a father and a mother? He came from the loins of his parent. There's no bond stronger, but still he gave da'wah. To the extent that his father said, قَالَ أَرَاغِمًا أَنْتَ أَنْ آلِهَتِي يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Are you turning away and forsaking my gods, O Ibrahim? لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ. If you don't stop, لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ. And he never said, I'm just going to stone you. He said, I'm definitely, certainly going to stone you. No doubts about it. Go away from me. What did Ibrahim say? Did Ibrahim say, no, okay, let me take a new approach. You know, let me go back and, you know, and reformat this methodology to give da'wah, change it. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to him, قَالَ السَّلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ. Salam be upon you. Because Allah commands us in the Quran, when the ignorant person addresses you, salam. He said, وَأَعْتَزِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّ عَسَىٰ أَلَّا أَكُونَ بِدُعَاءِ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا. He said, I'm going to turn away from you, I'm going to forsake you, and that which you worship besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And look, ikhwan, look at the barakah that came from the da'wah of Ibrahim, being clear upon tawheed. That's why tawheed will rectify society, no doubt about it. But we have to understand what tawheed is. We have to understand the reality. And alhamdulillah, we have to implement it in our lives. Surely it will change the individual, and it will change the community. It will change the whole of the earth. Allah tells us about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Azza wa Jalla said about him, when Ibrahim abandoned them and what they worship besides Allah, we bestowed upon him as a blessing. We gave him Ishaq and Ya'qub. وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا. And both of them we made a prophet. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيًّا. And we gave them out of our mercy, and we granted them honor on the tongues of all nations. Look, ikhwan, Ibrahim at his time, originally, he had to leave where he was from. He was thrown into the fire. But because, alhamdulillah, because he held on to Tawheed, he perfected Tawheed, after time, even the people of disbelief, the Mushrikun, the polytheists, the Christians and the Jews, everyone says, Ibrahim is now from us. All of them claiming Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam. But look, when he came with his da'wah originally, they threw him in the fire. Why? Only because he called them to La ilaha illallah. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah Azza wa Jal. He had to leave his land. He stood firm in the face of Numrud. Numrud, the ulama, they say, Mujahid, rahimahullah, the student of Ibn Abbas, he said, four kings had control and rule over the world, meaning the dunya. Two of them were believers and two of them were disbelievers. Who can tell me the two believers without screaming out? Four kings had control of the world. Two of them were believers, two of them were disbelievers. Meaning rule and control over the earth. Give me the two believers. One, who can give me the two believers? Fadl. Dhul Qarnayn and Sulaiman. They had rule, Allah gave them rule over the earth, the dunya. For you to go away and read about it in more detail, I'll give you the one disbeliever because it relates to what we're talking about now, and you find out the other. One of those disbelievers was Numrud. He was given rule over the earth. Who can give me a proof of that? From the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, Alam Tara. And آتاه الله الملك. Did you not see the one who debated Ibrahim concerning his Lord, whom Allah Azza wa Jal gave to him mulk? Numrud. So imagine that. You're facing a man who got rule over all of the dunya. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stood firm. We talk about da'wah upon the way of the Anbiya. How many of us are like that? Do you know to reach that level what it requires? How many people are truly callers to Allah and how many are just muwaddafoon employees? How many? So look, in terms of the way of our da'wah, the way of tawheed, because na'am, al-ikhwan al-muslimun, they don't care about tawheed. Ghayatuhum, their goal is what? Al-wasool ila al-karasi wa-sultan. They're only focused upon what? Attaining leadership and governance and position. That's why they go into politics and the like of that, because they want that. Ibrahim couldn't have done that at his time. He couldn't have taken that as an approach. The other prophets, they couldn't have taken that approach. Jama'at al-Tabligh, all they focus upon, they're not interested in calling the people to the reality of a tawheed. La ilaha illallah, la ma'buda bihaqin illallah, and they only focus upon al-rububiyyah. Ikhwan, the people of the sunnah, the people of a tawheed, you will see them being firm upon a tawheed regardless of what the people of the earth are doing. And look again, Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, And this is the chapter we're talking about. مَنْ حَقَّكَ التَّوْحِيدَ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Whoever perfects Tawheed will enter paradise without any reckoning, without any punishment. One of the examples of that, if you want to see an example, Ibrahim. Allah said about him, إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Shaykh al-Fawzani said, وَقَدْ وَصَفَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ بِأَرْبَعِ صِفَاتٍ كُلُّهَا مِنْ تَحْقِيقِ التَّوْحِيدِ. The reason why the Shaykh, he mentioned this ayah, because Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he described Ibrahim with four qualities. All of them are from the perfection of a Tawheed. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala described Ibrahim with four qualities. All of them from the perfection of a Tawheed. People talk about Ikhwan challenging authority or power. The way to challenge authority and power is the way of the Anbiya, calling them to Tawheed, educating them concerning Tawheed, warning against shirk. Look, people, they title it reclaiming our communities. Look, it's all about position and fame. No, we call to what? Tasfiyah and Tarbiyah, purification and cultivation. It's not a competition for or leadership. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla, He gives leadership to those whom He wills. He raises those whom He wills and He humiliates those whom He wills. That's the in the control of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla described Ibrahim, who was the Imam of those who perfected Tawheed, with four qualities. What are they? Allah Azza wa Jalla said Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Inna Ibrahim kana ummah. The first, verily Ibrahim was an ummah. What's the meaning of ummah in this context? Al-Ummah ma'naha al-Qudwa fil khayr. Here, a role model in good. Are we looking for a role model? Some people, they're still looking for role models, mal-asif. The role models for every Muslim, the prophets and the messengers. After the prophets and the messengers, the Sahaba. After the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim, as-salihun, the righteous. Those who hold on to the path of the prophets and the messengers. Verily, Ibrahim himself was an ummah. Alone, he was an ummah. Al-Qudwa fil khayr, fahuwa imam lil-nas. He was a leader to the people. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُمْ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. And remember, when his Lord, the Lord of Ibrahim, tried him with certain commands. Allah Azza wa Jalla tested him with certain commands. Allah tested him when He commanded him to slaughter his son. Naam. And Ibrahim, he was ready to do it. And Ibrahim perfected the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Naam, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He gave him a badil, an alternative. But he was ready to do it. Submitted wholeheartedly to the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That's why Allah Azza wa Jalla described it. He said, فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. He never just carried them out. He perfected the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Allah said, certainly I'm going to make you a leader for the whole of mankind. يعني قُدْوَ لِأَهْلِ الْخَيْرِ إِلَىٰ أَن تَقُومَ السَّاعَةِ. A role model in good until the hour is established. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us to walk upon the path of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Shaykh al-Fawzan goes on to mention, Ikhwan, the meaning of Ummah, it has three meanings as we find in the Quran. Again, inshallah, you can return to that later on if you want in I'anat al-Mustafid. As-Sifat al-Thaniya, the second quality that Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned concerning Ibrahim, who was from the Imams of those, who was the Imam of those who perfected at-Tawheed, أَنَّهُ كَانَ قَانِتًا أَنَّهُ قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ. He was devout to Allah. وَالْقُنُوتِ فِي اللُّغَةِ مَعَنَاهُ الثَّبُوتُ وَالدَّوَامُ أي مُدَاوِمًا وَثَابِتًا عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ لَا يَتَزَحْزَحْ عَنْهَا. Meaning what? Ibrahim, the meaning of al-qunut in the Arabic language, is firmness and continuation. So therefore, in this context, it means Ibrahim was consistent and he was firm upon the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ikhwan, how many people are consistent and firm upon the obedience of Allah? How many? How many people are consistent and firm upon the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal? How many people, you know, they choose to become weak, and instead of realizing that they're weak, they make excuses. At one point they may have said, which was correct, no doubt, la rayba fi, music is haram. Alhamdulillah, they were upon what is in the Quran and the Sunnah. After a while, time goes past, maybe 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, now they're the same people saying, but you know, some music is okay. So you find them dancing, partying. Wal-iyadu billah. Ibrahim, Allah Azza wa Jalla described him as what? Qanitan lillah. He was firm and consistent upon the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Al-Shaykh al-Fawzani said, فَمَعْنَ وَصْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ بِأَنَّهُ كَانَ قَانِتًا أَيْ أَنَّهُ كَانَ مُدَاوِمًا عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ ثَابِتًا عَلَيْهَا بِخِلَافِ الَّذِي يَجْتَهِدُ فِي يَوْمٍ أَوْ شَهْرٍ أَوْ سَنَةٍ ثُمَّ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ يَتَرَاجَعُ انْتِكَاسًا بَعْدَمَا بَدَأَ بِالْخَيْرِ لَكِنَّهُ لَمْ يُكْمِلْ فَالْمَطْلُوبُ مِنَ الْإِنْسَانِ أَنْ يَثْبُتَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ بِمَعْنَى أَنَّهُ يُلَازِمُ عَمَلَ الْخَيْرِ وَلَا يَتَخَلَّى عَنْهُ وَلَوْ كَانَ قَلِيلًا فَأَحَبَّ الْعَمَلَ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُ وَإِنْ قَلَّ. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, Allah Azza wa Jalla, look, he praised Ibrahim, inna Ibrahim kana umma, Ibrahim, he was a leader, a role model in good, qanitan, devout and obedient, meaning what? Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wa salam, was consistent with the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and firm upon this, in opposition to the one, male or female, who exerts himself for a day, or a month, or a year, or maybe even 10 years, maybe 15 years, maybe 20 years, maybe 30 years, maybe they reach until they become 80. Some people may, wal-iyadu billah, revert back. But Allah commands us to worship Him until we die. He said, in opposition to the one, as Shaykh al-Fawzan said, he said, you find this type of individual, he returns back, he goes backwards. After he started upon good, but they did not complete it. And we know, innama al-a'mal bil khawatim, actions are judged the way that they ended. The crucial factor, brothers and sisters, is how it ends, not just how it begins. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us all with a good ending. فَالْمَطْلُوبُ, the Shaykh, he said, that which is demanded and requested of all of us is for a person to remain firm upon good and to not leave it, even if it's only a small amount, as the most beloved of actions to Allah are the most consistent, even if they are few. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us all firmness. And remember, ikhwan, look, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, kana yukthir min hadha ad-du'a. He would make this dua frequently and often. Ya muqallib al-qulub, O changer of hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. That's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the heart, qalb, min at-taqallub, it can change a lot. One day hakadha, another day hakadha. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make all of our hearts firm upon the religion. And the Shaykh, he goes on to mention, يعني, as well, he said another meaning of qanitan lillah, يعني أنه كان يعمل هذا مخلصا لله, that Allah Azza wa Jalla is praising Ibrahim that he done this sincerely for Allah Azza wa Jalla. He had ikhlas, he was sincere. And he did not do this showing off or wanting fame. So a benefit from this, brothers and sisters, is the obligation of sincerity. لَأَنَّ بَعْضَ النَّاسِ, some people, they may pray, قَدْ يُصَلِّي وَيُحَسِّن صَلَاتُهُ, and they beautify their prayer, وَيُطَوِّلْ قِيَامَهُ وَرَكُوعَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِ رِيَاءِ النَّاسِ, or they may make long their standing in the prayer, or they're bowing. Why? To show off, because the people are looking at them. فَإِذَا أَحَسَّ أَنَّ عِنْدُهُ أَحَدٍ, if he senses that somebody is there, or she senses, they start to beautify their prayer, elongate the bowing and the prostration. Why? من أجل أن يوصف بأنه صاحب طاعة, so that they can say, you know, he's an, or she is an obedient person. He's a righteous person. She's a righteous person. والعياذ بالله. وإذا صلى وحده, but that same person, when they pray alone, you find them, they rush and they are hasty in their prayer, and it's very short. And sincerity, أن الإنسان يقصد بعمل وجه الله, is for a person that he performs an action seeking the face of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He does not seek after any of the enjoyments of this world, or madhan, or praise from the people. Al-Shaykh Al-Fawzani said, ikhwan, look. He said, وَلَا يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَى لَوْمِهِمْ. Again, from the perfection of Tawheed. إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ. This type of individual, ikhwan, who perfects Tawheed. So look, he's a role model. Ibrahim was a role model in good. He was an imam. He was devoutly obedient. Likewise, he was sincere. This type of individual who is sincere and devoutly obedient and continuous and persistent in that, Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, وَلَا يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَى لَوْمِهِمْ. He doesn't care if the people, they attack him or they blame him. إِذَا لَامُوهُ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. If they blame him for obeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. قَالُوا فُلَانُ مُتَشَدِّدْ. If they start saying now, you know, they're harsh. If you're telling somebody what Allah said in the Quran, or what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the Sunnah, and they say, you know those people in that masjid, they're harsh. Or you know, they belong to a cult. That's the new term that they like to throw around now. Without even understanding the meaning of it. And in reality, that's what they're calling to, because they're calling away from the scholars of the Ummah. And now they're declaring themselves to be the scholars of the Ummah. Mal asif al-shadid. One of the signs, ikhwan, that somebody is qanit lillah. Look, Ibrahim. Shaykh al-Fawzani said, they do not listen. Like Ibrahim, they do not listen to the blame of the blamers. If they are obeying Allah Azza wa Jal. So they say so-and-so is harsh, is extreme. Fulan kadha. So-and-so is like this. مَا دَامَ أَنُّ عَلَى الطَّرِيقِ الصَّحِيحِ وَعَلَى السُّنَّةِ فَلَا يَدُرُّهُ مَا يَقُولُهُ النَّاسِ وَلَا تَأْخُذُهُ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةُ لَائِمٍ. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, as long as he's on the correct methodology, as long as he's upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what the people they say about him does not harm him, nor did that person fear the blame of the blamers. They can have 1,000 videos on YouTube or 1,000 Facebook channels. Na'am. Look, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he faced Numrud, who again we said Numrud, he had rule over the dunya. And he called him to Tawheed. When Numrud, he claimed, he said what? He said, I give life and I give death. Ibrahim told him, no, rather Allah is the one who gives life, and Allah is the one who brings about death. When Numrud claimed to give life and give death, lying with this false claim, Ibrahim told him what? What did he tell him then? Huh? Fadal. Tfadal. Yes. Exactly. He told him now to do something that he can never do. With regards to control of the sun. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. Now the one who disbelieved, his argument was destroyed. Okay, you're claiming all of this. Come on, control the sun. Ibrahim, in the face of the person, that tyrant, mulhid, claimed lordship for himself. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So Shaykh al-Fawzani said, حَبِذَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى صِفَةَ الثَّالِثَ حَنِيفًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla described Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as hanifan. And the meaning of al-hanif, the ulama, they explain it with various explanations. The sheikh he chose here, wal-murad bihi huna al-iqbal ala Allah wa annuhu mu'rid anil nas. The meaning here is that he turned to Allah and he turned away from the people. One of the meanings of al-hanif is that he turned to Allah with Tawheed and he abandoned and he forsook every form of shirk. The last quality, and we'll start with this inshaAllah, that Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned concerning Ibrahim, وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He was not from the polytheists. He was not from the polytheists. Now somebody just asked me, they said, what did Ibrahim say to Nimrud? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to Nimrud, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ من المشرق. That verily Allah تبارك وتعالى He brings the sun from where, إخوان? Where's المشرق? نعم, He causes the sun to rise from the east. So what did He say to Nimrud? فأتي بها, you cause it to rise from the west. And obviously He couldn't do it, so His argument is destroyed. But again, can there be any clearer da'wah? الصفة الرابعة ولم يكن من المشركين, he was not from the polytheists. هذا محل الشاهد من هذا الباب, من الباب معناه أنه تبرأ من المشركين براءة تامة. That Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, he freed himself from and disassociated himself from the polytheists totally. Allah عز وجل تبارك وتعالى mentioned here that he had no relationship whatsoever with the mushrikeen. Ibrahim لم يكن من المشركين لا بقليل ولا بكثير. Not in anything small, not in anything major. نعم. Why? Because Ibrahim was upon a tawheed and هؤلاء, they were upon a shirk. So نعم, these are four qualities. فهذه أربع صفات وصف الله بها إبراهيم, that Allah عز وجل تبارك وتعالى described Ibrahim with, which is from the perfection of التوحيد. May Allah عز وجل bless us all to perfect it. نعم. And with that, inshallah ta'ala, will suffice. حفظكم الله وجزاكم الله خيرا. Anyone want anything to be repeated or anything that wasn't clear? تفضل. Al-Qunut, Sheikh Al-Fawzan, he mentioned, Naam, it comes from the meaning of Ad-Dawam, to be consistent, and likewise Al-Thubut, to be yani firm or to be fixed. So therefore, meaning Ibrahim, he was Thabit, he was firm, and likewise he was Mudawim, he was consistent upon the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the face of all the trials and all the tests, in the face of Mada, him giving da'wah to his father, and the harm that he experienced in that, in the face of when he gave da'wah to Nimrud, who claimed lordship for himself, and the harm that he experienced in that, in the face of every challenge, he was devout to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, obedient to Allah, and he was firm upon that. He didn't leave that path. Naam. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك